Hashtag Being Micronesian. That's an online thread created on Twitter this weekend because of the hurt being hurled at Pacific Islanders by local residents here in Hawaii. Reporter Anita Hofschneider has a story about it and joins us online in our reality check. Morning, Anita.
Good morning.
So tell us, how did you come across this?
Well, I was just on Twitter and I happened to see the thread created by Shaw Ongelongel. She's a Palauan activist who grew up in Oregon but now lives in Hawaii. And I just saw the thread and I just wanted to know more, so I gave her a call.
And so what's her story?
Her story starts when she first moved to Hawaii in 2001. She wanted to find a job, and her cousins warned her not to tell anyone that she was Micronesian. They said, say you're from Oregon, say you're Palauan, but don't say you're Micronesian for your own safety. She thought that was weird, and when she came back to Hawaii in 2016, she expected the racism to be better, but she was actually shocked at how little has changed. She told me that to her it actually seemed worse. So the way this thread came about is that over the years she's been taking screenshots of the racist things she sees online, and earlier this week she got fed up with it and she decided to compile a list of all the statements that people say about Micronesians that she's found on Facebook, Twitter, and elsewhere.
Some of it is so hurtful. It's really a form of bullying, I think.
That's true. I mean, the racism is really extreme, and I encourage listeners to go to our website, civilbeat.org, or to go on Twitter and to try to see these the hashtag being Micronesian, because it's not just, you know, small names or whatnot. There are actually calls to kill all Micronesians, to purge them, to hunt them. There's comparisons between Micronesians and feral animals, a lot of comparisons between Micronesians and cockroaches. And, you know, this morning when I was getting feedback from readers, one reader pointed out that it's actually reminiscent of the language used during the Rwandan genocide. And to be honest, there are so many examples that I had a hard time narrowing down which to include in the story. There are people making fun of what Micronesians wear, what they sound like, using the term Micronesian itself as an insult. The list goes on and on.
And I know it's particularly sad because really with this whole renaissance and resurgence of Hawaiian pride and navigation, it was a Micronesian. It was Maupia Ailuk who helped bring that to the forefront.
Yes, actually, when people say, when did all these Micronesians start coming here? Usually with an expletive in that sentence. What many don't realize is that they've been coming here for decades and that he's probably the most famous Micronesian immigrant to Hawaii. And he taught Native Hawaiian activists how to navigate using the stars and the waves, which really helped, push forward this whole cultural renaissance and is the reason why we have Hokulea today. And so people on Facebook and Twitter, even today in response to my article, are making a lot of generalizations about Micronesians and why they're bad. And what they don't realize is that, you know, in every community, there are people who do bad things and there are people who do amazing, great things. And these stereotypes that they're perpetuating are really harmful to people in the community like Shaw. And there are Micronesian doctors, lawyers, teachers, housekeepers, bank tellers. They're all taxpayers. So it's been interesting to kind of see the reaction, although there has been some positivity. I got an email from someone who's part Samoan who lived in Hawaii in the 70s who told me that he was reminded of his own experience growing up in the 70s and that he's going to try to change his attitude in response to my article. So that was wonderful to hear.
Yeah, it's interesting because you're from Saipan. I'm originally from Guam, and, you know, that's geographically Micronesia. So
yes,
it's interesting.
That's very true.
And, you know, I have a friend whose son is half Palauan, and when I read your article this morning, I just kind of felt for him because you just, you know, he still lives in Palau, but you just wonder if he lived here, if he would be the target of something like this.
Very true. And one thing is that, you know, coming from Guam, you're a U.S. citizen because of the way that Guam has been colonized. And when you come to Hawaii, your ability to be here is not questioned. No one is counting how much the cost of all the social services that you use, the cost of providing you education or health care. But if you're coming from one of these nations that are under the compacts of free association, there's constantly this calculation of the cost of social services. So when Chamorros were moving here, even though we're also Micronesians, there wasn't this awareness of what burden we might have had on social services or might still be having. But that awareness for Kofa migrants is really strong and is really playing into a lot of this perceptions that they're freeloaders or that they're troublemakers, that they don't deserve to be here.
Right. So it's really, we're all brothers and sisters. It's like, it's really too bad. It's really a shame. But thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Anita Hofschneider. To read her full story, visit civilbeat.org.